Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
In our studio, too, is Todd Leidy, a longtime Chicago Tribune investigative reporter. You and I haven't shared a studio in a while. How have you been, Todd?
I'm well, thanks, John.
Good to see you. You have been coming on my show for years and years, talking about the various investigations you've done. And now you're doing this one about the City of Chicago Water Department and an outrageous series of email that have been floating around. How did this story get started? What was the seed for all of this?
The seed was the Inspector General began an investigation into city employee Paul Hansen's use of his city email. It started out with an investigation into Hansen negotiating the sale of firearms using his email.
His email. Was that illegal? Should he not have been doing that?
Illegal is probably not the right word, but it is against city policy to be using your government email for things that are far more expensive than, say, you know, it's okay to check the Chicago Tribune for story updates, but it's another thing to be on there for hours or whatever to conduct, you know, commercial business.
So they're investigating this guy. Then what happens?
In the course of going through his emails, they stumble upon or come upon emails that they find to be racist, sexist, and anti-gay, and also anti-Muslim.
Who are those from?
Those emails have been passed around in the department among the white workers and the white bosses. We had reported today that that email actually, so a source of that email came from an address belonging to a state of Illinois employee by the name of Frank Capuzzi.
Who's Frank Capuzzi? I know the answer to this, but go ahead.
Frank is a longtime state of Illinois employee, almost four decades or so, and he's an investigator with the Workers' Compensation Commission.
And son of a former Republican state lawmaker, right?
That is correct. And Frank Capuzzi himself is a former GOP ward leader.
Okay, so he's a politically connected guy, but a Republican, right?
That is correct, a Republican.
I didn't know that the city of Chicago employed Republicans. Okay, so there he is doing that. He's the source of these, or were other people writing their own racist, homophobic things?
He is a source of those that end up in the water department. I don't think he actually put these emails together himself. They were forwarded to him by somebody else, and, you know, it's just sort of how the chain goes.
Well, do we have ground zero? Who's patient one on these, and is that part of the investigation?
That's a good question. I don't know who patient one is.
Maybe it doesn't matter, by the way. I mean, if you wrote it, shame on you. If I forwarded it, shame on me, right? I mean, I wonder if those are crimes of equal nature.
That's also a good question. The Workers' Compensation Commission says they've started an investigation into Mr. Capuzzi's emails.
So we don't know the actual source of these.
We don't. The original source?
Yeah.
No. The person who made these? No.
Sure. Said these awful things comparing, well, I don't want to give them any more light than is necessary, but just describe or talk about a couple of them.
Well, some of the more offensive ones was one titled Chicago Safari Tour,
yeah.
And in which the email makes jokes of or makes light of the shootings of children in predominantly black and Hispanic neighborhoods, where they show pictures of a black baby in a water bucket holding a slice of watermelon, basically saying that's the kid's swimming pool. It's those sorts of things.
That's enough. So those are out there. We don't know how those originated, but some members of the City Water Department are sharing these.
That is correct. They were sharing them.
What was the lag time between, like, were you able to see, okay, it posted, somebody got that email, say, with that, to the time that they were busted? How long were these floating out there?
So for years, the emails go back, I think, at least till 2012, and this all started to come to a head in May, and that's when the Water Department commissioner and his deputy resigned.
So for 4 or 5 years, the water department's been rife with these sorts of exchanges among some members of the staff, and nobody said or did anything?
That is correct. And that's one of that's what you hit on there. The water department, some people believe, is still one of those departments in the city that has this culture that they haven't overcome yet. You used to see it in the streets and sand, and some people would say the police department. Right, in the fire department. And
not
so,
all. By the way, let me just insert this, because I don't want to pile on anybody. What my point was, I'll let you express yours, was that there are cultures. They're not all racist, homophobic, et cetera, but there are cultures, and it's very difficult to break that. this is the culture you're describing with some people in the water department.
Correct. Some people in the water department.
Yeah.
Not everybody in the water department.
Sure.
But when you have it in this situation where you have the commissioner and the deputy commissioner who are aware of these emails, or those emails come their way, and they don't respond to it, that sends a message to the rest of the people in the department.
Okay, so 5 people have lost their jobs over this?
So far.
Okay, I wonder how many people read it, though.
How many people shared
were
the emails?
Aware of them, yeah.
That's a good question. I don't know the answer to that.
Would you guess?
I couldn't.
Tens of people or hundreds of people?
Probably tens, but not hundreds.
Okay. So it's not like, I mean, because that would be another level of scandal then, wouldn't it? If hundreds and hundreds of people and nobody said anything.
Correct.
And you don't think it's that high?
The Inspector General's investigation is ongoing. I think there'll be some more people who will be get caught up in this.
And is that it, though? I mean, not to minimize anything, but that's the worst of it, that really callous email were being exchanged by a handful of people in the water department, and we're getting away with it. Did the mayor know about it? I wonder who else would have been a watchdog for this that could have called it out.
So that's a good question, too. We don't know what the mayor knew when he knew it. They're saying the city hall's position is, Manuel's position is, that once he found out about it, that being from the Inspector General earlier this year, he acted swiftly.
How high up in the city water department or other city departments does this go?
So it's confined to the water department for now. And as we reported today, there was a state employee who was involved in the emails, but he wasn't using his own state government email. He used his personal AOL email.
To forward some of these racist emails?
To Paul Hansen in the water department.
Does that then sort of insulate them maybe from repercussions?
And that's a good question, because was he accessing his personal email while in state time? Was he using a state computer to access? So all those are the sort of questions that need to be asked.
I wonder what the rights are of the city, say. If I saw you on your private time on your private email sending something awful to me as a private citizen, you and I are having this ugly chat, and then my employer finds out about it, and I'm working for the city, but I'm not an elected official. Should they or could they fire me as a result?
So what the state would do, and in the state situation, I imagine I'm not as familiar with the city's end of it, where they're looking, the state has a code of ethics and conduct where, you know, if you do something that it's unbecoming of you as a state employee, you bring sort of disrepute onto the state and your job. That can fit in that. There's all these complicated issues over a collective bargaining agreement where the union may come into place, those sorts of things. So those are things that would need to be played out.
I could understand, because I think we've all witnessed it to some degree, somebody sending a forward or saying something, say on a text message or a private email, that is in poor taste. But this isn't a quip or a one-off. This seems endemic, and it seems creative. I mean, you know, images and things like that. It's not just somebody sent me an email and they shouldn't have said that. It seems to be much more ingrained and involved. You know what I mean?
Right. These are multiple emails shared among multiple people who have, some would argue, have sort of like maybe the same mindset, because nobody wrote back, hey, knock it off. Don't be sending me this crap.
Yeah. And how much time did it take to generate this if you're using Photoshopping or pulling art and mixing it in with the text? Was it always email? Was it texted? What was the medium of exchange?
It was almost always email that we've seen. There has been no text.
Yeah. You said all white people were exchanging these. I'm not shocked to hear that, I guess. What's the minority employment in the water department? And has there been any pushback or outcry from there?
So Emmanuel did replace Barrett Murphy, he's the old water commissioner, with Randy Connor, who's an African-American. He's now ordered the employees to undergo training. So some of that's starting to try to change it from the top.
I love the old sensitivity training. But what are you going to do? You know, I mean, if it's the police department and we've got to stop X, if it's the water department and we got to stop Z, what do you do but give them some training, I guess?
So, right, you're saying, okay, why do you have to tell somebody in today's world that, hey, this is wrong?
That's it. So if somebody's homophobic and racist and anti-Islam and thinks that's funny, I don't know what the course is that's going to fix that, except maybe a pink slip. You know, I mean, you go be somebody else's problem.
And so far, there are 5 people who've been pink slipped or resigned.
Do you think there will be more?
I believe there will be more.
Because more people witnessed it? I wonder if I'm in that email chain, am I now going to lose my job?
That's a good question. And so where does it go? I mean, they've started at the top, and so they sort of seem to be working their way down. The people at the top who should have known better should have been the ones who could have stopped this, right? So that remains to play out.
So you send your buddy an email. You go, hey, isn't that funny? And he doesn't think it's funny. I wonder what his first responsibility is, to say, hey, stop that, or to immediately report that. You know, maybe as a friend, you'd say, hey, dude, that thing you sent about the gays, that's not funny. Don't send those to me anymore, and don't send those to anybody else anymore. Maybe you do that once. Boy, the second time, maybe the first time, but certainly the second time, you've got to report them up the chain.
And it isn't like the Inspector General or the Chicago Tribune or other media aren't out there FOIAing people's emails. I mean, we FOIAed Rahm Emanuel's emails, and this whole lobbyist thing sort of snowballed out.
Yeah, no kidding. Boy, that pales in comparison. And really, that's the thing I said to Steve Bertrand earlier, Todd Leidy, Chicago Tribune reporter. Maybe in 2012, but certainly in 2016-17, you got to know, if it's digital, and it is if it's on your phone, if you are texting it, if you are tweeting it, if you are emailing it, it exists digitally. It will be there after the last cockroach dies. It will be there forever. And eventually, Todd Leidy is going to find it, and you're going to suffer for it. How many times do I have to explain that to people?
I guess you got to keep explaining it to them.
All right, Todd, anything else to tell us about this story today?
I think I said, other than, as I said, the Inspector General's investigation is ongoing, and I don't think we've heard the end of it.
Headline in one story in the Tribune is, racist email scandal moves beyond Chicago as Illinois opens up investigation into state employees' role. Yeah, just a mention about that. You've been sort of segueing back and forth in your conversation about state and city. So it's not just the city of Chicago now.
It has now moved into another agency, another government body.
Okay, Todd. Thanks for your time this afternoon.
Well, thank you, John.
Todd Leidy reports for the Chicago Tribune.